Mina begodim, any type of clothing, like she says, Ashirayim Beklach, meaning made out of silk also. Tamlam, the Pasuk says, Asher Oleho, Tichab, they smash many things goes upon, he has to wash it. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochel Sheni Marbo, or Mishuvshet, maybe also I'll be Marbo's skin. A Mishuvshet, after it's skinned, and maybe it's also called like a Begid. Tamlam, a Begid, and the Pasuk says, Begid. That Mab Degad Dover Makabutuma, I've called Dover Makabutuma, it has to be fit right now, Makabutuma. So, according to Reb Lezer, the skin, even after you skinned it, still there's no din kibbutz. If the dam falls upon skin, you do not have to wash it. And the reason is because it's not a Dover HaMakabutuma. Most explains, what's the machlokes? Reb Lezer and Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda say? Yes, skin. Even though it was just skin, it's not fit for Mekabel Tumah, what does he say that it's still in kibbutz? Someone says, my binayu, what's the machlokes, what's the difference? Rabbi says, matlis pechusa mi sholosh ikke binayu. If you have a piece of cloth here, that's less than 3x3. So, man di yama ro, honami ro. If you hold, it doesn't have to be fit right now, Mekabel Tumah. It just has to be ro, that it could be, there's a possibility it will be Mekabel Tumah. So even though the Begad is less than 3x3, it's also maybe roll. The boy choshev alei, it could be mechashev, means you think in your mind, you want to use it. To you, it's very important. Therefore, right now, it would be Mekabel Tumah. But man diyoma, the one that says, according to Reb Elezer, dovra Mekabel Tumah, it has to right now be fit Mekabel Tumah. Hami olah bas kabuli tumah. He, right now, it's not a bas kabuli tumah. Right now, it's not Choshev, it's not Roy, Mekabel Tumah. The Rav Omar, Rav says, Beged Shechishev Oleho, Letzuri Kibinayu. You have a Beged, that you set it aside to put a picture, or it's a Beged of cloth, and you don't plan to use it the way it is now, it's not finished yet. You still plan to weave onto it, like a design on the Beged. That's not Gemina. Man the yom ro honami ro, avad if it could be fit to be Mekabel Tumah. The boy mavato leilu machshavtei, you could forget about your new machshav of putting a picture on it and just use it the way it is. So really, it could be fit to be Mekabel Tumah. But man the yomar dovra Mekabel Tumah, you need something right now to be Mekabel Tumah. Hashtemiyu lav bas kabuli tumi. Right now it's not called a bas kabuli tumah. Ravam Rava says, Utsvo de choshev olei lekotzeso ikabinayu. Utsvo Rashi says it's like a tablecloth. Shetiach lechlolov, that eat on top of it. Rosh, the mat that you sleep on, you rest on, and most of it is made out of skin, and some have some beged put onto this. So you have this utsvo right now. So de choshev olei lekotzeso ikabinayu, that you had in mind not to use it the way it is, but you still want to cut it down to size and then use it. Man the yomer ro hanami ro. If yo the pshat is that it's ro, here also it's ro. But man the yomer, because he could change your mind again and use it the way it is. But man the yomer dover mekabel tumah hol lav mekabel tumah adam mekatzalah. Right now it's not fit to mekabel tumah. Until you cut it, it's not fit to be mekabel tumah. So kids, they're all saying the same thing, just different matiasin. Now kuminari is something that right now it's not fit to Mekabel Tumah, but you could do something to it to make it fit. Is that a bar kibbutz or not? V'otani, we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Yomer, utzvo, if you have this tablecloth, shechi shevole lektziya, you had in mind not to use it the way it is, you still want to cut it down to size first, Torah, tzfaka not to roll Mekabel Tumah right now, atchek tziyeno, until you cut it down to size. So kids, that's the machlek, such a beggar like this, would be a din toin kibbutz, if the dam goes on it or not. Then the Mishnah says, Ein toin kibbutz, Elo, the mokum hadam itself, not no beget. So we know, and immediately, how do we know this from? The time Rabban went like this. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Nitev al miktsas beget. Ye kol a beget toin kibbutz. It was spritzed on a part of the beget. Maybe the din is no beget. You have to wash no beget. Talmud lem no, it says, Ashe yaza. It means, Lo yamati lechoy al mokum dam bovad. Only the place of the beged where the dam actually reached, only that part needs kibbutz, but not the whole beged. Then the Mishnah says it has to be Dovar Sheroy L'Kabel Tumah. It has to be something that's fit L'Kabel Tumah. Tomorrow it says Stomo Krev Yehuda. Stomo is Mashmo like Krev Yehuda Shita. So as long as the skin is raw, could be made into something L'Kabel Tumah, even though right now it's not, it'll also be Torin Kibbutz. Then the Mishnah says Roy L'Kibbutz, that the beggar has to be fit in order to wash it off. L'Muta was a context clue. Kli Devar Gredu. A kli that's very hard, that's like wood, that you have to scrape it off when you clean it, you don't wash it. So since let's say a shoe made out of wood, and dam chat has a go on it, you would not have to wash it off, it's not a bar or kibbutz. The nechor that beggars, nechor that sack. The name of the Gemara says, what do you want to say? It says, the Mishnah mashma, the yor ba kibbutzu, that skin is, that the Mishnah is marba, nechor that beggars, nechor that sack, nechor that or, and Mishnah has to be a bar kibbutz. So mashma skin, is considered a bar kibbutz. For the Gemara in the middle of the question, it says, Hoy so olov, ulishal shelis, on Shabbos. If you have a beggar that has some dirt on it, so mekan chobim mesamritut, you let it just clean it off with a shmata, but you know how to wash it off. Hoy so shel or, let's say the shmutz was on top of a skin cloth, and then nois nulera mayim, you let even wash it off with water, ashetich, until the dirt goes away. So who, what do you see? That on skin there's no din kibbutz. That's why on Shabbos you let it wash it off. So if so was, the Mishnah say, if the dam chatas goes on skin, it's a mitzvah kibbutz, it's not about kibbutz. So Rabbi says, Lakasha, Lakasha. I'll tell you, how Rabbon no acherim, and Echnamet Machlaikis, the Rabbon and the acherim. The Tanya went like this. That ha-beged vi-ha-sak. If the dam falls on the beged or the sack, mechapsoi. And there's a mitzvah to mechabesit, that the dam, these things are bar kibbutzum, you have to wash it off. Ha-kli v'yor megaroi. Just means you scrape it off, but then there's no mitzvah kibbutz, because they hold, or skin is not a bar kibbutz. Acherim say though, ha-beged v'yasak v'yor mechabesit. No, even skin they hold. Skin is also called the bar kibbutzum. So if the dam goes on the skin, you have to wash it off. The akli megar megar roi. The kli is from the kliates. All you have to do is just scrape it off. So kitza is a machlekes acherim and rabbonin. If the skin is the bas kibbutz or not. Smor says, "Kaman nov who's a go like hod yom Rav Chiya Barashi." Rav Chiya Barashi said that zimnin sagin have a kin or kaim mid Rav. I was once in front of Rav. V'shachshich elay mesani b'mayim. And on Shabbos, he like kicked his shoe in water to wash off some dirt. So mashmiel, even though the shoe is made out of skin, you're allowed to wash it off on Shabbos. So the Chura command to Rabban, those are the Rabban and Shita, those on skin, there's no issa kibbutz. Skin is not a bar kibbutz. Our Rav says, O mi kalman diyama or laf yas kibbutz. So he asks the question, is anybody that holds like his skin is not called a bar kibbutz? Is that true? I will see the Pesach says, Fiha beged, or yashishi, or yerev, or yikol kli or, asher techabis, says the Pasha by Negoyim over here. If you have a nega on a beged, whether it's a she, whether the width, or the length, by the threads, or else it's kol kli or, where it's made out of skin, asher techabis, the Pesach says you have to wash it. Mashmud, it's shaykh kibbutz, by skin. Where it says, Eloma Rob says like this, Kro umas nisim barak nenechnami, the posik, and the Mishnah that says there is a dis for kibbutz by, or talking about soft skin. Much as the mas nisim lohok, our Mishnah Victorian says, or toin kibbutz, that the skin is toin kibbutz. That's talking about barakin by soft ones. The divrek lorber goes like this, the chitlig yachem rabon in the kashin, where do they argue by a hard skin? That the hard skin, here's the machlekes from Rabbanan and the Acherim, if it's a bar kibbutz or not. I've omer Rav Chiya, zimnin tzagin heavy kim na kaim the rav, v'shishich li mano, v'shishich li misanoi b'maya. So there it says, b'kashin uk Rabbanan, there's a maisa that on Shabbos, he washed off like his shoes in water, it's going on hard skin, and it doesn't leave with the Rabbanan, that they hold hard skin, has no issa kibbutz. Therefore, on Shabbos is mutter to wash off hard skin. Then the Gemara says, "Hodu Amar Rava." Then Rava said, Lav Nilsi, now that's not the pshat over here. Lav Nilsi, the Amri, Neku Neimele Lekro, Techik Siva, Barakin Siva, Sam Mustafa to say, when the Postic says, by Negoyim, Fia Begro Shi Oyerev, I call Kleor, Asher Techabez, as a mitzvah to wash off, there's talking about Badavka, soft skin, you want to tell me? No, Chorutz Mashma, the Postic is talking about all types of skin, even hard skin also, there'd be a mitzvah to wash it off. Samar says, Mila Yaskin, are we talking about the Kli Asagliya, Habomim Dinasayom? Like, are we talking about this type of skin, hard skin? And even on this type of skin, the Pasuk is saying, it's throwing kibbutz. So it's mashma, all type of skins, you'd have to wash them off. Rashi says, Kashna Asandia, or Sholat Fakasha, like cooked skin, hard skin. O come Rachmona, Niboy Kibbutz, and Silver Terror says there's a mitzvah kibbutz. Screw it back to Rishon Akasha. Here we have a pasuk this mashma on all types of skin, even on hard skin, still there'll be a mitzvah kibbutz. So where it says Elam Rav, Rav says, Tzoras, Kivan de Migufa, Koporcho, Mechalcho Lelei, O Meshavi Lerach, the Terror says by the Pasha of Negoyim by Tzoras, since it's coming out of the Guf of the Kli itself, it's in the goof of the skin, if the tzaraas itself makes the skin soft. Rashi says, Hilka kro, the tzaraas of filo b'kashen, enoch namin. Even though the skin started out to be hard, but now lemaise, after the tzaraas goes and works over it, it becomes soft. That's why it's a bar kibbutz. That's why the Torah says the mitzvah to wash it off. Rashi says, umas nisen do, virakin. And our Mishnah that says also it's a bar kibbutz, that's what Dafka talking about, soft skin. Well, Plukta, where's the Machlaikis Rabbon and Necherim? That's percussion. That's by hot skin. By hot skin, one man the other says, it's not a bar kibbutz. Some of Rob Brother says, even on this, he kashli, if something is bothering me with this parrot, hokoshli, this is what's bothering me. That it says, kolom uksosos, like pillows and blankets,